This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Enrique Tarrio's our guest for five more minutes. And then Lauren, Jeff, Johnny, Philly, Greg, Dustin, Duncan, Scott, and others. Your calls are coming up straight ahead. So your advice to President Trump, your personal advice to America, or just what you're thinking right now, Enrique, with 17 days, really 16 and a half days out, about, I mean, this is for all the marbles. What do you want to say?
I think the president should stay his course. I think he's done a good job to date running the country. I think now, when he wins re-election, because we know that nobody's actually going to go out to vote for Biden. They're just going to go vote anti-Trump. When he wins this re-election, we need the full strength of the 2016 candidate that we saw. We need him. We need him to push the envelope. We need him to be the president that we need, because he has to remember that when he leaves office, it's going to be tough to find somebody with the energy of Donald J. Trump. So he needs to bring all that firepower in and make sure that there's somebody right behind him that is pushing this new campaign. Because the Republican Party, after you, Mr. President, has changed. We've re-energized. It's not the same party that it was in 2008 and 2012 when I was involved. You know, we were on oxygen support. We're on life support.
This has been a populist takeover. Exactly. That's the most important. God, I would think of just the election. You're right, Enrique. We've got to make sure the populist pro-American force absolutely takes the Republicans over and moves to get Democrats to reform and change their party.
Yes, because we've moved. The Democrats figured this out back in the 60s and 70s, that if they take over academia and they take over media, they got the keys to the future. And they've been doing this for a long time. So it's time for the Republicans to fight back. It's time to just say no. And I think he's leading this charge. He started this movement. And I think that these 4 years, he has to propel this movement.
And that's why they're so pissed. The Keys of the Future. That's a great novel name, or a great Future of the Universe name. Keys of the Future and the Universe. Literally, it's all now. And conservatives, nationalists, populists, traditionalists were asleep, so the left thought they had total power. Now they're so pissed because we're awake, and they see their power slipping away. That's what I see.
This is a rabbit hole. I have people that weren't right wingers, they weren't Republicans before, they were apolitical, and they see the strides that the president has taken. They see the strides that the silent majority is.
Don't they see he's surrounded? Isn't it the ganging up they see?
Yeah. No, not only that, they call themselves the resistance. The left calls themselves the resistance, and that's the furthest thing from the truth. There's nothing counterculture about going exactly the direction that mainstream media is telling you to go. There's nothing counterculture about going the same way that Hollywood is telling you to go. We are the resistance, Alex, and I think the leader of this resistance right now is the president, and I encourage him to continue doing what he's doing, and I encourage him to mash that gas come November 5th.
I agree. He's got to floor it come January 20th.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he as soon as he wins, that's it. It's President Trump. Inauguration day for the president will be November 5th. That's when he's actually going to start.
They've obstructed for 4 years. He's not even been president yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we might have to do that where we get President Trump in 2024 again because of that impeachment debacle. But I'd like to tell him that the Proud Boys love him. We'll never ask him for anything. We'll be here. We're always, his words were taken out of context, but I'll use his own words right now. The Proud Boys will be standing back and standing by for this country, and we will never falter.
All right, beautiful. Enrique, you're a smart guy, man. That's why I ask those questions. Wow, I'm blown away. We love you. We appreciate you. How do people find the Proud Boys officially again?
Okay, so you could go to ProudBoysUSA.com. You could go to 1776.shop to buy our gear. And then on Parler is the only thing that you'll find us on. And it's at The Proud Boys on Parler. And you could find me personally at Noble.
Who's that pretty girl right there? You need to pull her into the shot. Just for real quick. Get her in here.
Come here, quick.
Get her in here real fast. Come on. All right. We love you. God bless you.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. Most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site. The exact same links, the exact same videos. We can comment, we can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out. He's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that. Oh, that really upsets. Oh, yeah.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillac.
I'll be honest with listeners.
Every day I
raise boots my ass, boy. So strong I've ever felt in 47 years.
Because I always wanted me one that was long.
Feel so strong.
One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand.
I know you're feeling the same way right now.
Now, getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd...
All right, let's talk about it right now.
Retired. I'd have me a car...
I'm going to take a bunch of your phone calls. You don't need to thank me. I'm not going to thank you. I want to get the next person.
One piece at a time.
And I really appreciate you all, but I want to say something to John, the boom operator. Herr Wolf just said to me earlier, he said, Alex, you ought to be in a better mood. Said about 30 minutes ago. Because we've had a lot of good stuff happen this week. And you're right. But let me tell you something. Last night, when I saw those Hunter Biden emails, I was in my office reading them. I got tears in my eyes because sacks of garbage like that shouldn't be this close to beating us. Goddamn cocaine addict, little piece of crap, running sex rings and kidnap kids, and we can't stop him? Damn his father to hell, and damn him to hell. See, that's why I'm frustrated, because I'm not really telling you what I really think here on air. You think when I learn the new levels, I already knew this. You already knew it. And it's us. We're the problem. How do we have sacks of garbage ruling over us? I'm going to your calls. But I mean, I'm reading the actual emails. We're like, I'm giving you $30 million and you get $500 million. But you got to cover up this and you got to end this investigation and fire the prosecutor. And then his dad flies there the next day and fires him and then goes on TV and brags about it. There's not a jury in the world wouldn't convict him just like that. But see, that's the devil. The devil puts these little sacks of garbage over us, like Hoff, Richard and Haas, and all these. Look at these lawyers. Because we've put up with them, they have no respect for us. They have no respect for you. They have no respect for anyone. I mean, yeah, that's the one from yesterday. The new one says, I covered it first hour. It says, you will cover this up and fire the prosecutor and you will get the money. But see, that's why Hayden goes on TV and Brennan and says, we're going to, oh yeah, now it's breaking, Hunter Biden's hard drive revealed underage obsessions. child porn investigator assigned. That just broke at Infowars.com. Because they want to rob innocents. All right, I'm going to stop right there. Let's go to your calls. Who's been on the longest? Greg in Florida. Go ahead. Thanks.
Alex, how are you?
Man, I tell you, we're just itching. I mean, I'm on fire. I mean, we're in a crazy time. How are you doing?
Brother, great. I called a couple times in the past. I was the guy that mentioned the banks last week to you and Owen. Anyways, I called you a few times. I just want to give you a quick plug here. I'm a former pro athlete. The Vaso Beats and that iodine and the B12, great products. But I want to mention to you, this Bill Gates guy, the guy's been thrown out of a dozen countries around the world, and yet we have the George Soros's of the world or whoever's putting the money behind this guy to direct it, letting this guy feed off us. And it's just incredible that the United States of America has this garbage, and you know these clowns parading around. I mean, here's a guy that didn't even finish college, and he's telling people what to do with their lives.
You just said it so beautifully. That's what Trump. That's what I just said a minute ago. That's what Trump said yesterday. He's like, it's like Bill Gates has been thrown out of India and a bunch of other countries, Tanzania, Kenya, Pakistan. It's over a dozen countries putting cancer viruses in vaccines, putting steroids in vaccines, putting polio in vaccines. It's even the Associated Press. And then he just launches this giant attack with China out of Wuhan and shuts everything down and then tells us we're never going back to work and we all wear masks because he says so and everything collapses. It's ridiculous. Trump just needs to send the Green Berets in on that son of a bitch. I mean, I'm sick of it.
And wipe out all these clowns. I mean, enough's enough. 1776. You know, come on, bring it back if we have to. I don't want to see it happen.
It's not that hard. Exactly. I don't want violence. But, I mean, they're coming with deadly vaccines. They're cutting the world economy off. They're starving people in mass. Here's why I'm so pissed. I feel responsible right now for not doing more. I actually, for the first time in my modern life, since I was younger, I was more evil, so I felt guilty then. I've had no feelings of guilt or conscience in like a decade because I've been doing the right thing. I feel guilty, brother, that I'm not doing enough, Greg. I think that's what you're saying.
Alex, I tell you what. I don't want to say you can only do so much because I'm a guy that I don't believe the sky is the limit. I go beyond that in everything I do. And I know you're the same way, and you have a drive in you that is one of a kind. And, you know, yeah, you can only do so much, just like President Trump. I mean, Christ, he's surrounded by the swamp people, and now we're finally, you know.
And they all lie to him and say they'll do what he says. He signs executive orders, and they run and hide it and hope he forgets about it. That's treason.
And then we have the media. They're controlling the media. I'm glad you played a clip yesterday from that movie V for Vendetta.
Yeah.
When the guy said in that movie, I watched that movie 15 times over the years. When the guy said it started when they took God out of the country, godlessness. And you know what? And that's true because if we never had Christianity in the world, we would not have laws. Okay, they're trying to make this a lawless society, and that's what we're up against.
Well, I agree. They want selectively enforced laws. Greg, great call. God bless you. All right, let's take another call here. Let's talk to, up next is Jeff in Canada, then Lauren in Connecticut. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it seems to me that, you know, Trump last night did okay in the debates, but he got put back on his heels by that woman. Just,
well,
you know,
I mean, when someone interrupts you every 5 seconds, I mean, look, let's say you're trying to talk, right? Go ahead, Jeff. You're trying to talk, Jeff. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jeff, you're a white supremacist. Oh, yeah, Jeff, what'd you do with your tax returns? Oh, yeah, Jeff, what'd you do about that thing with the people? Lied about that. Oh, yeah, what'd you do, Jeff? You sold out to Iran. Oh, yeah, Jeff, you're the one that did. You remember Jeff. I mean, she wouldn't shut the hell up.
Yeah, I know. He should have walked off the stage or threatened to, you know, to put her in her place, but. Anyway,
did you see her smiling like a demon?
Yeah, she was. It was totally orchestrated. It's sad to see it the way it's at. But You know, what Trump needs to do in 17 days is he needs to, do an alpha move right now. And I think he needs to gain the narrative, and he needs to, like Pechenik said, really get the titanium spine and kick it into overdrive and do something. I would say...
Listen, I'm going to hold you over. I don't want to cut you off, Jeff, but here's the problem. You heard the last caller. I think you agree with him. He's got a bunch of lying double dealers around it. He doesn't know who's... Like if he went to the Army and said, these are all Chinese agents, we have the proof they're Chinese agents, we're going to... Because what's he normally... George Washington would just arrest these people. But he can't do that because he's surrounded by scum. So what does he do?
He needs to... he's got Twitter now. I think he needs to push Twitter over the edge and tweet something like... we're gonna arrest people that are caught in voter fraud. Right now, the two big issues are voter fraud and the communication aspect of the voter fraud. So
I agree, and they're getting ready to suppress anyone exposing voter fraud in 17 days. How do we affect the battle space now that Congress finally gets that big tech is moving against them? We'll be right back. Stay with us. Don't hang up.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
History right now, and the level of censorship and oppression and disinfo is just wild because the enemy is weak. Jeff and Kennedy, we're making some really good points. You got cut off on the break. Finish your points. Thanks for holding.
Well, Alex, if I was Trump, I would hit those two things, the voter fraud and then the communications aspect, and I would hit them as hard as I could. Total offense, total attack. And what I would do if I was Trump, I would make an executive order saying if anybody caught in voter fraud gets 5 years in jail. Just want to let you know, FYI, put it out there for Twitter. Let the media completely spin their minds on it. It's indefensible. He should put it out there, and then he should put out...
Kind of like when he said, however many years in prison for destroying a monument, the monument destruction stopped. Or I've got articles where Greece did one raid on Soros NGOs, arrested the NGO heads, and they stopped doing the boat invasions.
You got it. And if he puts that out ahead of time, he'll create a wave of awareness. And if it comes down to they muck it up, then he's got some ammo in the tank. But he's got to hit the big tech. I would push Twitter over the edge if I was Trump. I would pump the Hunter Biden stuff out accurately, but keep pumping it out until they shut him down. And then I would use the emergency communications network and say, we've been invaded by somebody. They're shutting down the president of the United States. It's now an emergency. I would push them over the edge with it.
God almighty. The callers are so smart. Thank you, Jeff. We love you. Let me just break down what Jeff just said for those that may not know. Most of you probably know. In the 50s, they put in the EAS emergency alert system in all UHF, VHF, AM, and FM radio stations. FM didn't come around in the 60s, but all communications was wired into a local station. They got a federal transmission, either by radio, satellite, or ground cable of an emergency feed. Obama put that in the control of big tech 12 years ago. Okay? So early on in his, or right when he got in, I guess about 12 years ago he got in, yeah. And so it was one of the first things he did, like 2009, I guess 11 years ago, 12 years ago, was to do that. And so they've got control communications. And so now, incrementally, big tech shutting everything down, and they're using the precept that, oh, Russians hacked us. We're under attack. We're responding to a foreign attack. That's how they give orders to the CIA and NSA and the COG, continental government, to do this. But they're the foreign power actually attacking the country for China using these internal systems. And here's the deal. Trump doesn't study this the way I've done, the way some of you have done. And so, like I said, 3 years ago, I got him a document. I got him Reuters that China was bragging that they controlled Apple. There was a huge firestorm over that because he didn't even know that because there's a lot of stuff happening. But the good news is when he got the info, he did the right thing. And so right now we have total censorship going on, and them censoring this Biden thing finally showed these dumb lawyers and these arrogant people just how out of control big tech is. And so Jack Dorsey crapped his britches and went, oh, it's an accident. But notice Google and Facebook didn't, because they think they can beat the FBI and Congress. And I'm not a fan of Congress. I'm not a fan of the FBI. At least they're American institutions. At least they might be selfish about their own power and might not want to be China and Big Tech's bitch, but they don't. They'd rather pick little targets, American people to intimidate, gun owners to harass. So it's a disaster. It's an absolute disaster that when the country is faced with a giant foreign onslaught, all Trump's got to do is say, we're under foreign attack, as the caller just said, as Jeff just said, we're under foreign attack, rally for America. And Trump's starting to do that because that's what's happening. And that's what's so crazy. Like Trump said yesterday, he goes, I can't believe this isn't easier to beat. I mean, I want you to be prosperous. I want free market. I want you to do well. I'm your president. We're under foreign attack. They want to end the dollar. They want to screw you over. They want to charge you four times what the damn drugs cost. And you don't even want it. That's. I mean, I go back to Christ under Pontius Pilate. And Pontius Pilate goes, oh, it's the Jewish holiday coming up. We can actually let them choose who to free. Hey, free Jesus. They go, oh, we don't free him. He says, well, you must free someone. So there's a convicted murderer, rapist, criminal, Barabbas. And they said, give us Barabbas. And Pilate said, you want Barabbas? And they said, yes, give us Barabbas. And that's what this is. This is America choosing to give up its birthright. This is America choosing to be enslaved. This is America choosing to be destroyed. This is America choosing to have the dollar taken and all your pension funds be worthless. And then Biden's like salivating. I was a kid and I saw gay men kissing and it's love and we're going to get your 8-year-old's balls. And it's like, all he wants as a satanic pervert is spiritual cachet with his God Satan. So all he's looking for is to sacrifice kids. And if he can get widespread castration going with little boys, Satan counts that as like in a video game, you know, you've got like the highest level score where you get like 500 points. Well, chopping a kid's balls off is like 400. And so all he wants is to chop little boys' balls off. Like in his head, that's all that George Soros is. It's like, kill kids, kill kids. Like, well, we're aborting kids, sir. We're not keeping them alive and getting their organs. We're chopping their testicles off. Well, that's not good enough. Get them on Ritalin. Get them on Prozac. Just kill kids, kill kids, kill kids. Just got to realize in their world, it's like not have a great life, have great kids, have great grandchildren, build a better universe, love God, commune with nature that God gave us. No, it's kill kids, cut their balls off. It's just like, it's like an order, like kill kids, kill kids, kill kids, kill kids. Kill men, kill men, kill men, kill men, kill the family, kill, kill, kill the family. And the order just keeps going, kill the family, kill the family. And everything they do is like these gibbering, weird, crone creatures come crawling up out of the pit. They're like, we want your son's balls. And I'm not trying to be gross there. That's what, because that's the future. That's human will and men and women coming together and making the next group people. That's magic. That's powerful. You think Bill Gates likes you being able to choose a woman or choose a man? You think Bill Gates likes any of that? He's a robot that wants to patent life and teach you to hate yourself and destroy you. Lauren, then Johnny, and everybody else. When I come back, I'm going to shut up. Duncan, Scott, you name it. I'm going to all your calls, I promise. In fact, I'm going to take every one of these calls for the hour ends, so please stay with us. I'm very honored to be here, but when you understand that these aren't people, these are demons, you're like, why do these demons want to kill us? It's an invasion force. It's not of this world. The Bible tells us a fallen spirit. And once you figure that out, it's like, oh, okay, I get it. There's a wireless network. They're in it. They're trying to get us to kill each other. And then everything makes sense. You accept Christ, the devil has no power, they burn in hell. Please don't forget, there is 7 days left now in the InfoWars Total Blowout, up to 60% off free shipping. at InfoWarsStore.com because everything's selling out. Highest quality fish oil, highest quality krill oil. So amazing. Look at what it does for your energy, your mind, your body, your health, your cardiovascular. All of it's just crazy. When I forget to take it, I really feel it. We've got BrainForce Plus. Last run of that. You know it's a bestseller because we're about to come out with a new version, but it's the last run of that. 50% off free shipping. Supermel Vitality. Incredible high quality. 50% off free shipping. Winter Sun. Highest quality vitamin D3 and vitamin K. So good for your immune system. That's selling out. Still discounted. Body selling out. Still discounted. Vitamineral Fusion. Selling out. Still discounted. Prostagard with the high quality zinc and salt palmetto. Selling out. Still discounted. 8-pack power stack. Last chance to get it. It'll be sold out within 2 days. 60% off free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the second American Revolution worldwide. You are the resistance. The resistance. The resistance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Also known as Snaggletooth, has got an incredible case of meth now. As more photos begin to leak of the effects of serious crack cocaine use and methamphetamine use by the vice president's demonic, pedophile, reportedly inclined, degenerate, prime for hell son. There you go. All right, let's go to your calls. I'm going to shut up. We're going to go to Lauren in Connecticut, in the great state of Connecticut, there by Skull and Bones and all those little friendly creatures. Go ahead, Lauren. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's such an honor to talk to you.
Honor to talk to you.
Thanks for taking my call. It's very scary to think about that this country can be taken over by suburban women's votes. I am so scared because they're brainwashed by academia. That is so, it's so obvious. And just the media's total war on men, it's honestly disgusting. I wish more women would stand up for themselves and, you know, reject this. We don't have to just keep going and going forward with what...
Well, I agree with you. Like, if women were being attacked like this, which they are by the UN, I'd be against it. An attack on men or women is an attack on the species. But, yeah, it's a total, absolute attack on the species. Everything is an attack on just basic function of life. It's so obvious.
Absolutely. The left-wing scum that's pushing all of this, they need to be held accountable. The globalists, all the everyone that's involved. Just from my perspective, I've noticed that guys that I've talked to or interacted with, they won't at first admit that they support Trump. I have to ask them if they're a Trump supporter, and then I get sort of a wishy-washy response, and then I just cut them off and I say, I'm a Trump supporter, and then they're relieved. So it's
sure, so how big do you think the secret Trump vote's going to be?
I really hope it's big. I think it is, but I'm just scared that the Democrats are going to be up to this really scary thing of, like, with the voting, the mail-in voting. It's not secure.
I love how they all... The women in the little pink hats worship Soros, a guy that said the best time of my life was working for Hitler. Quote, it was happy-making time. I felt exhilarated. It's just like, if I said that, they'd hate me. But like he says, they fetishize evil. What do you think's going on there?
Totally. I don't know. I mean, they are into all this weird stuff with the spirit cooking and all of that. And as far as George Soros goes, I mean, if it wasn't for you, the mainstream, sort of mainstream media would not ever even mention his name. This, you have been pushing for years and years and years. We are so lucky to have you in our corner. Trump is...
Lauren, I'm lucky to have you, but I will say it has been InfoWars, our huge audience of activists. And not, it's not what I'm doing on air. It's all of us. It's this family of people that they fear. We have broken so many of the big stories that have changed the battlefield. We've been vindicated now, and we're still on air. We're supposed to be off air by now. They knew that once all this happened, we had to be off air, but thanks to you, we're still on air. So thank you, Lauren. We love you. Okay, let's move quick. I get to everybody here. Let's talk to Johnny in Canada. Johnny, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
You got me loud and clear, man.
Loud and clear, brother.
Okay. First off, I'm a veteran over 20 years in Canada. We fought wars with the Americans, you know. Our both countries, we had a little own thing, civil rivalry, you know, we kind of had a little balance, but for the most part, we kind of...
Hey, brother, your phone's breaking up. I'll back off of it or get closer. Just talk real low for me. Go ahead.
You got me now?
I can hear you now. Start over. We fought wars. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, we fought wars together. We had some civil rivalry growing up, but what I see in my country now breaks my heart. I feel like a bloody traitor for saying this, but if Trump pulls this off, he's going to say, he's going to look at Canada, he's going to look at Alberta and Western provinces and say, you know what? Trudeau doesn't like you. We'll take you in. You talked about Iceland before? Canada's a better option.
No, I totally agree that we need 1776 worldwide. Not the U.S. taking over, but saying globalists have captured you, take your country back, and the power of Trump, Bolsonaro, and others... Johnson's turned out to be a huge, huge disappointment. That is a worldwide renaissance, a worldwide crusade against the globalists. What do you think?
I'll tell you what, brother. I'm trans. I'm a transnationalist. I want to be American because my Canadian country, who I've risked it all for, has basically decided it doesn't want me anymore. I'm a firearms owner. I believe in freedom. Up here in Canada, we have the Plaid Army, plaidarmy.com. We have Jeremy McKenzie, Rage in Canada, who's also a combat vet. And he wants to talk to you. There's a movement.
Put him on hold. Let's get him on as a guest. Listen, And Canada doesn't have to be the 51st state. It can be the new America or the new republic or America North. That's what we need, is people to embrace us. Because, hey, England's got problems, but what you've got in Canada came out of the Magna Carta, came out of all that. We can certainly do it, brother. We want to do that with you. All right, let's talk to Duncan in Washington. Duncan, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. What you were just speaking about leads into what I wanted to say, and also following up to what Steve from Florida said about truth. Abraham Lincoln said, "We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the court, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution." And if you'll allow me the courtesy to set up the premise and the evidence, I'd like to take you through some things. So 1901, maybe your crack staff can look this up. Downs versus Bidwell, Supreme Court decision. Associate Justice John Marshall Harlan says two national governments exist, one to be maintained under the Constitution with all its restrictions, the other to be maintained by Congress outside and independent of that instrument. Congress is a dog and pony show at this point. Hollywood production run by the Central Intelligence Agency. Evidence of that is with the New Deal. FDR solidified it. President Eisenhower warned us of the military-industrial congressional Congress. They use an annotated constitution over 2,000 pages.
I agree that they become more and more vestigial by their own actions and in code. But anytime they want, they can fire back up the rightful rulership of we the people. But no, I agree. It is now a ceremonial body.
So what is going on is President Trump, as the inspector, is waiting for we the people, the rightful masters.
And that's what he said. Trump has said a bunch. You're damn right. He said, listen, I need your help, America. I'm trying to fix this, but I need you. Absolutely.
And we need to do it using the pattern set by our forefathers. Use the patterns of committee of correspondence. Establish the grand jury. You could use your platform. I've talked to you about this before, Alex. Get the group of experts like Joel Skousen, Dr. Edward Viviera, Alan Keyes, Stuart Rhodes, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, John McManus, former president of the John Birch Society. You had Catherine Austin Fitz on the other day. Get experts on. We can set this up and force Trump to put his hat on as the president of the Constitutional Republic and not the occupying criminal corporate de facto democracy that's using agency government to rule our lives. We can do it. We can get 3 million people together through your platform on air.
Brother, I totally agree with you, but getting all those people together is like herding cats. But I think the list you named, I think after the election, I will invite all those people to fly to Austin, and we can have a debate and a discussion, and how big that video gets is with you guys. But it's if we build it, will they come? I absolutely hear what you're saying.
Yeah, we can do it. We, the people, are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution.
No, brother, I totally get what you're saying. The point is, can we even get the public to realize it? All right. Thank you, Duncan. Scott, Philip, Philly. Jonathan, your calls are just a few minutes away. Newswars.com, Infowars.com, and.video.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
My
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
One year ago tonight at a Democratic debate, he said, I would not get into court packing. I would not pack the court. That's not what you're saying now. Is the nomination of Judge Barrett reason enough to rethink your position?
What is the nomination? What I wanted to do, George, you know, if I had answered the question directly, then all the focus would be on what's Biden going to do if he wins, instead of on is it appropriate what is going on now? And it should stay. This is the thing that the president loves to do. Always take our eye off the ball. What's at stake? One of the things Pete has suggested is, and there's a number of constitutional scholars have suggested as well, that there are at least four or five options that are available to determine whether or not you can change the way in which the court lifetime appointment takes place, consistent, arguably, with the Constitution. I have not been a fan of court packing because I think it just generates what will happen. Whoever wins, it just keeps moving in a way that is inconsistent with what is going to be manageable.
So you're still not a fan?
Well, I'm not a fan. I then say it depends on how this turns out. Not how he wins, but how it's handled. How it's handled. But there's a number of things that are going to be coming up, and there's going to be a lot of discussion about other alternatives as well.
Okay, I'm going to go to your calls right now. I'll host a little bit in the next hour. The guest host is taking over. Then Owen Schroyer comes in, but The article's on InfoWars.com. It's a national file story. Great folks we work with. Report, Hunter Biden's hard drive revealed underage obsessions, FBI assigned child porn investigator. Now, OAN is a very credible group. They've seen the hard drive. I talked to folks a while back and said child porn stuff's coming out on Biden. I mean, I'm on the record saying that. But why don't we cue up him sniffing on girls and kissing little girls and grabbing people's wives? I mean, the dude is a pervert, man. So we'll show that start the next hour, but that's breaking on InfoWars.com. I suggest you get that out. Twitter hopes you don't go to InfoWars.com and share this article. Report, Hunter Biden's hard drive revealed underage obsessions, FBI assigned child porn investigator. So Hunter Biden under investigation for child porn, according to this report. All right, Scott in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, how's everything going, man?
We're in one hell of a fight now, brother. We're right in the middle of it right now. How are you doing?
Yes, sir. I'm just working some oil out here in West Texas. I just wanted to talk about, there's something called the IPFS, and James Corbett of Corbett Report is talking about it, and it's like a secondary internet backup. It uses blockchain technology, and I thought it might be good for Bandai Video to get on that. This way it's always backed up.
You know, I briefly, that rings a bell. Let me write that down. Say the name of it again.
The IPFS, Interplanetary File System. And James Corbett of Corbett Report was, he did a podcast about it.
No, I know he is. I'm a big fan of his. I know they call the old internet the Intergalactic Communication System from 1962. I've heard of this before, but tell me about it.
I mean, I just watched the podcast earlier today, and I just instantly had to call you. It's just using the same thing like Bitcoin, like a blockchain technology, and it's a peer-to-peer service. So everyone has the same file. This way, if, you know, the Library of Alexandria 2.0 burns up, we still have a secondary internet, basically.
Sure, like every time you visit someplace, you download it. I mean, let me just say this. What do you make of Twitter and Facebook and Google openly censoring Republicans now? I mean, they've really jumped the shark here. But I think because Republicans have shown they're going to lay down, I think they're probably going to win Republicans are such cowardly idiots.
Yeah, if you never fight back, they're going to keep running you over until you finally say that's enough. And, I mean, no one can blame them. I mean, I would do it too, I guess. It's ridiculous that we've been asleep for so long that they realized that, and they knew they can get away with it, and no one on our side cared.
Well said, brother. Appreciate your call, Scott. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Philly in California. Welcome.
Are you there, Alex?
Yes, sir. Very pleased to talk to you, Philly.
It's an honor to even talk to you, man. I've been watching you for the last 10 years. I got inspired you. I've been going to college for almost 10 years. You're the reason why I want to do radio. I'm transferring pretty soon. But the thing is, Alex, this year has been an absolute wake-up call for me. And the thing is, I like the fact that you talk about being a warrior for truth, standing up for our Lord Jesus Christ. And I would just taking the knee for Christ, not the BLM and all this other stuff, but it's time for us to stand up as believers in Christ. And I got this scripture right here, and you were talking about principalities and evil. This is the Ephesians 11. Put the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For the wrestle, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, and against the spiritual wickedness in high places. Every time you talk about the enemy, that's exactly what it's referring to. Every time you talk about that, and I'm very inspired.
I'm inspired by you, brother. No, this is a spiritual battle, and our energy is real, our souls are real, and the enemy knows that. So the enemy has that on us, that the devil's greatest trick was he didn't exist. But as soon as we realize God exists and the devil exists, we make that choice. The devil no longer has any power.
And my dream is one day, man, to move to Texas because California is not my favorite. And I just always wanted to work for you, do radio and do the podcast. I even ended up making a podcast on my college. It was, you know what I called it? I called, you know how I said warrior, be a warrior? I called Info Warriors. And what I would do, the same thing, man. I would go on the air. I'd get your articles. I would.
Brother, that's very inspiring. Who knows if I'll be here in 6 months? I'm not saying that as a horrible, you know, negative thing. I think we will be here in 6 months, but you do your own show. We love you. I can barely run my own life, and I really appreciate you, Philly. We love you. Keep it up, brother. Don't stop. We love you. You're just as important as we are. Don't ever think anything other than that. That was Philly. This is Philip in Indiana. Philip, go ahead.
Yes.
Welcome, sir.
Alex. Yes, Alex, you are the salt of the earth.
You're the salt of the earth, brother, and I'm honored to be here with you. What's on your mind?
Well, what it is you're not the salt of the earth. You're not sea salt. You're the salt of the earth. You're the stuff that gunpowder is made out of. And that's what we, as listeners to this place, is supposed to be. It's salt of the earth, the things that make fires, build fires, and make hotter fires.
Well, explain that to folks, because God said we're supposed to be salt of the earth. So what is salt of the earth versus salt of the sea? Explain that.
Well, that's what I mean. The salt of the earth is like saltpeter and potassium chloride, potassium nitrate. It's the things that make what they did even Jesus' day, made fires, or to start a fire, to keep a fire going and to make it even hotter so that they could make, they melted and made coins and swords. They made things out of it. And that's what he was saying in that passage of scripture, is if you lose your fire, you're going to trample under the foot of men. But if you're staying fiery, if you're staying a fire, you're going to do something. And this is the encouragement that Jesus gave to us as well, is just to be a fire in anything you're doing. Because if you don't, you're going to get stepped on.
No, I agree with you. If you're on fire, they can't stop you, can they?
Amen.
So what do you think, Brother Philip, is about to happen? Obviously, all these powerful forces are coming to a head right now. The planets are aligning.
I know that there's a mighty God, and that he's always got a good plan. And he can startle you with the way he does things. And that's the thing you got to know, is that he's always, as you said, 10 steps ahead of the enemy.
Well, that's true. The enemy always operates like one or two steps. They don't seem to have depth of understanding.
But yes, but the biggest thing I felt that God was saying to say to you is to know that you're the salt of the earth. The people who listen to you are the salt of the earth, and they're not here to just season. They're here to start fires, keep fires going, and make them hotter.
I totally agree. God bless you, and we love you, Philip. I love that. Salt of the earth. I want to be salt of the earth. I want to be salt of the earth so bad. All right, we're going to go to break, talk to Jonathan in Utah, and then I'm going to go ahead and turn things over to the next guest host here. Then the weekend's coming up. We're going to have Nick Baggage on Fridays. Always a smart guy, a loving guy, a person who's been through a lot. He'll be taking over. Dr. Nick Baggage is straight ahead on the other side. I'm just extremely honored to be here with you during this time. Extremely honored. History's happening now. Hour number 4, straight ahead.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.